This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
DJV Health on the air, this time with Dr. Ken Kronos from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he practices medicine. He's a preventative cardiologist. A lot of people around the country place a lot of stock in what he does. He does a lot of research. He actually has good advice, and his advice is good. That's what I always say about when people say, characterize Dr. Ken, and that's how I characterize him. He's here to go through a lot of the studies that have been done and published over the past week. Much of it, as you know, over the past year certainly has been around the coronavirus information, new info. So here's a study that reveals blood type. I thought that early on with COVID, it was mentioned that if you had A positive or A negative, you were more susceptible to getting this. I have A positive blood. Didn't seem to affect me, but I'm wondering if that's what this study is about, Ken.
Well, there's a new study that just came out. In fact, says that, yes, if you have A plus, if you have A blood type, that you are more susceptible, that the virus actually likes to attach better to your lung tissue cells if it has the A-type antigen of your blood type.
So why would that be? What is there about A blood, A plus or minus, positive or negative? What is there that would make this more likely to take on the virus?
Well, it seems that there's a protein on the red blood, on the cells in your lungs if you have A-type blood. And this protein in the lung cells is favorable for attachment by the virus. And that's what the thought is, why this susceptibility.
Has there been a study as to how many, that was a suggestion, but has it been studied as to how many actually did get it? Is that where the information comes from, that somebody has studied it and they've seen, yeah, okay, all these eight people?
It seems to be a predominant, it seems to be more likely if you have type A blood that you'll get it. It seems both. They looked at this basic mechanism and it exists, and then they looked at the numbers and they exist. So there seems to be something there. It doesn't mean that if you have another type of blood, you definitely won't get it. It just means you're more susceptible.
Well, I mean, think about it in terms, I use myself as a guinea pig. We talk a lot about the things that you find out about me, and it's good to share. So I just told you that I have A plus A positive blood. Now, I had my shot on Tuesday of this past week, and the first shot, it was Pfizer. My shoulder, where they stuck the needle, doesn't feel a thing. I don't have any itching even there. My body hasn't reacted, and it's been 3 days when we're having this conversation with Ken. So am I in the clear? And if I didn't have a reaction to it, what does that mean, if anything?
So you felt nothing. You had the injection 3 days ago, and the next day you didn't feel tired?
Zero. Nope. Well,
the next day, did you have some fatigue?
I had the next day, I had come back from Denver on a late flight, so I only had a couple of hours sleep the day before that, or that day when I went on the air, and then I went to get my shot. I had only had 2 or 3 hours sleep.
So you don't know if it was due to...
I don't know whether it was that. I was sleepy, and I went to bed early that night.
So we don't know. You may have had fatigue from the injection, but you may have had it because you didn't get enough sleep.
Yes.
And, okay, you didn't have any chills, muscle aches?
Nope, none of that.
Nothing like that?
Zero, yep.
No, no headache?
And I tell you, well, I've had headaches, but, you know, I've had headaches
nothing
consistently.
Nothing to associate with this. Okay.
Not that I noticed, no.
Well, it's nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now, that's an interesting question, because I have off and on. I had a headache when I was in Denver, and I took a couple of aspirin, and it went away. And I thought to myself, okay, this is because I'm at, you know, the Mile High City. It's 7,000 feet above sea level. I just come from the coast where the sea level is. It doesn't usually affect me when I go to Denver, but maybe it did this time. Is there anything to that, do you think?
Yeah, that headache may have been from the injection. In the studies, with the vaccine that you had, 95% effectiveness, 50% of the people had some reaction, and not a big reaction, but some fatigue,
right.
Something. But 45% had nothing. So it's not a great thing if you say, oh, I felt great, I felt nothing, because then we're not 100% sure
that
your immune system. We're not 100% sure that the immune system was triggered, and we'd like to hear that you had at least something so we know we triggered the immune system with the injection.
Well, that may be the headache.
The folks who come in and tell me, oh, I felt nothing, and they're excited about the fact that they felt fine. I'm not so excited about that. You know, I want you to feel a little something, but again, I want to reassure you that just because you felt nothing doesn't mean the vaccine didn't work.
No, and I thought it worked. I thought it did. Yeah,
well, we don't know. We don't know yet, because you need a second one, and you know, we don't know whether you have built up antibodies, but hopefully it did.
Is there a test? Okay, so in 3 weeks I get the next shot, after that,
Weeks you get another shot, and then with the Pfizer vaccine, it's 1 to 2 weeks after that when you have the full effect. And in someone like yourself, I would wait 2 weeks till you have the second shot, and then you would know that you have the full effect of the vaccine.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out one way or another. Here's something that you've done some research on, belly fat. Let's see. I want to interject some other things, not just COVID this week. Belly fat can adapt to resist weight loss strategies. Let's talk about that and what that report indicates.
And confirm this myself. And what this means is that all fat in the body is not the same. And anybody who works out would agree with this report. This was reported this week in the medical journal Cell Reports, where they actually looked at people working out, and they noticed that the fat in the belly is the last to go. It's different than the fat elsewhere. And it is very hard to get that fat out. So if you're working out and just struggling with getting the fat in the abdomen down and all the other fat goes away, that is actually how the body works. It changes that fat. It's different type of fat than what's found in the rest of the body. And the body somehow is able to adjust and preserve that fat against all else when you're working out.
That's interesting. Very interesting. All right. Speaking of fat, let me help you lose some of that. Losing the weight is very important. Maybe you've been on a diet. Maybe you've been on some kind of exercise program. Maybe you've done the Oprah Weight Watcher thing. Maybe you've done Jenny Craig. Whatever you've done to this point, if it's been successful, good. 2 points for you. Now, how do you keep the weight off that you worked hard to lose? Are you going to stay with those products that you purchased or eat Weight Watcher food for the rest of your life? Or what are you going to do? Well, my suggestion, and the suggestion of lots of people who have had really good luck, a good experience with Calitrin, is to get on the program. You can use it in conjunction with other weight loss programs, and then keep on it so that it will keep the weight off. That's really what they herald at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. The formula doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any gluten in it. It's a safe way to keep that weight off. 45 days after you start taking it, you will see the results. So this is something, it takes patience. Losing weight and keeping it off, training your body to keep it off, is not an easy task. But it is made easier by using Calitrin. So if you want to check it out, please, and you'll understand why to choose Calitrin once you've spent a little bit of time on the website, toploss.com. Very good. Private sessions available as well from the folks. You got questions, they've got answers for you. All you have to do is call the 800 number on the website, and you'll get a counselor assigned to you. Clinical studies prove that Calitrin works. Bing, bang, boom, that's it. So, go to toploss.com, put your order in, you buy one, get another one free, as many as you want. Buy as many as you want, get an equal number without having to pay for them. It's a great incentive to get on the product and stay on it. I just stay on it, I'm going to stay on it forever, because I like what it does to the rest of my body. The collagen's great for your skin, you know, the joints, all kinds of great stuff. Check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is the site. And use the DJB code on checkout so you don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the one-on-one, the BOGO deal. That's toploss.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys are sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The Catholic bishops say don't take the J&J vaccine. Johnson & Johnson used old cells that the Catholics say was derived from abortions. What do you say to that? What does a doctor say to something like that, Ken?
I would have to learn a little bit more about that. I don't want to get into abortion on this show. And I was surprised. I'm surprised to hear that. And yeah. I think we need to look into that a little more.
Apparently, when this came to light, it was when Trump was treated with this stuff. The monoclonal antibody treatment was basically from the same cell lines that, you know, was used to create the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, anyway, it's the whole business about cells and what's going on with stem cell research. We're really behind the times here in this country, aren't we, when you consider all the research being done on stem cells everywhere else?
Well, I think there's hopefully some way to thread the needle and make everybody happy and get the benefits and not deal with the issues.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. People don't want to deal with the issues, unfortunately. And I think it may be a phony issue, frankly. And it could be, it could come across that way for sure. All right, Dr. Ken, don't forget our weekly podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, continuing momentarily.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Back with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. If you have after you've listened to Ken, you got a hankering to talk to him, and he can't fly down to Florida. A lot of people don't want to travel still. So try the telemedicine route. At his clinic, you can talk to him and his staff, 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken. That's 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Take advantage of his manner, bedside manner. He gets 5 stars from everybody who goes to see him. You'll like the experience, and you'll certainly be helped out a lot. Ken, what do you think about the new variants? It seems that there's a coronavirus variant in New York this week. A couple of researchers have said they found this variant, I guess not only in New York, but elsewhere in the Northeast. So, you know,
what do we do? Hopefully we all get vaccinated as soon as possible, and that's the solution to the variants. And we're in a race. Are we going to get to herd immunity before new variants develop of this virus where the vaccine has no effect? And that will determine how quickly we can get back to normal life and get over this. Viruses predictably mutate and make so-called variants that are different than the original virus. This happens. That's why we get a different flu shot every year. This happens with viruses. It just goes with the territory. And fortunately, as of this moment, the current vaccines appear at least to prevent from death from all of the variants and even hospitalization. But this is continuing to be studied. And the one variant that is of most concern regarding the effectiveness of the current available vaccines is the South African variant. We know the Brazil variant has arrived in America. We know especially the British variant, the UK variant has arrived. The UK variant, the vaccines are quite effective with, but that variant is much more contagious than the original virus. The South African variant is the one where the vaccines that are available are still, it's not clear whether they're as effective as we would like. Mm-hmm. In fact, Pfizer and Moderna are already working on a booster for the vaccines that would be specific to the South African variant in case it's needed. It hasn't been determined yet whether a vaccine, whether a booster is going to need to be given, but they're actually making it just in case. And the key is viruses, unlike bacteria, fungi, other organisms, parasites that cause illness, viruses, they can't live on their own. They need a living source to carry on. And the COVID-19 is a human virus, so if it doesn't have a human source, it's gone. It's dead. And that's why enough of us need to be vaccinated, so adequate source of the COVID-19 to live no longer exists, and that's how we'll get rid of it. When COVID-19 is not living, it can't make variants, and then we can all get back to our life.
I want to know a little bit. We'll talk about this as we can in the next half hour of DGV Health. The variant in Brazil, you know, people have been talking about the African one. They've been talking about others. The question comes up on whether these people who have had that variant already, they've recovered. Are they immune? Apparently some have gotten it over again, and one would wonder why that would be. I don't think we've seen too much of that Brazilian stuff here in America. We'll pursue that with Ken and other important information about the COVID situation, maybe a couple of other things that are affecting you and your health that don't have to do with COVID. Let's see what we can do for time here. It's half past the hour now, or close to it, on this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Stephan.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready, because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork, are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami-area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors amid revelations the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said Thursday White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci should be removed from any position of authority. He gives his reasons to Newsmax TV.
About 100 million people have gotten COVID. 34 million people tested positive. But the CDC estimates that there is at the very least two more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. Mm. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must force vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of two. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science. And looking at the evidence, it looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity, because the numbers are plummeting daily, both the numbers of people being infected and those dying. So really, we hopefully are beyond this now. There's no reason to be hysterical and force this on children, mandate it for school, because the thing is, for children, the bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it. It's about one in a million. And so we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. If you're over 65, you know, it's about 2,000 people out of every million die instead of one.
Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Moving back into the COVID zone and the health zone here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, we've had some advertisers here on the program that have focused on that these are nasal sprays and how they reduce COVID symptoms. Can we explain the difference between symptoms and reality? If you have the symptom, does that mean you're going to get it and vice versa? I guess, is that a clinical term? You have all the symptoms of COVID-19. Okay, do I have it? Well, we're not sure. I mean, I've heard that story, haven't you?
No, well, it's because you got to use the language and understand what you mean when you use medical terms. This is what happens when you have a degree without really having a degree. So this is doctor talk. This is doctor talk.
Yeah.
You know, when people complain of how they feel, they have signs or symptoms. You know, a sign is like having a rash. A symptom is having muscle aches. A sore throat, shortness of breath, and one can complain of symptoms. And there are few diseases that have a unique symptom that is specific to that disease, and there's a big, long medical word for that, which I won't even bore everybody with. But so these symptoms overlap various diseases, and that's where you make a diagnosis, and you take a history, you collect the patient's signs and symptoms, you do a physical exam, you collect their physical findings, and with that information, you then do your lab work, and your lab work for COVID-19 is the test for the antigen, and that's where, you know, we swab your nostril, sometimes we can use the saliva, and so there's a test, a lab test for the antigen to determine if it's present. So we put all of that together in our doctor discovery minds, and then we come up with a diagnosis, and then the diagnosis is it COVID-19 or not? So that's kind of how we get to the answer. The goal is to get the right diagnosis, and then we collect information along the road there, signs, symptoms, physical findings, and lab tests.
All right. So if you've had, whether it's a Brazilian variant or whatever other, you know, kinds of COVID there are, what is your advice to people who think if they've recovered that they're covered, if you know what I mean?
Well,
people will say, I don't need the shot.
Okay. So what will happen is you'll have signs and symptoms, and we all know them by now, the shortness of breath, the fever, the cough, sometimes a headache. Sometimes it can be something like even a sinus headache. It's been known that you can get GI symptoms, but the shortness of breath, the cough, the fever, those are the muscle aches, those are the most common, and then you get tested for COVID and the test comes back positive, you know you have it. And your body will make antibodies against the virus, and in about a couple of weeks you'll be cleared, or sooner, but you know, in about a couple of weeks is a good number that your body will clear yourself of the virus by the antibody. And we know when you're infected naturally, you have about 90 days of effective antibody to keep yourself immune. But after that, you need the vaccine to extend your immunity so you don't get it again, you don't get one of the variants. And stay tuned, because we're not yet sure whether even any of us are going to need a booster for the variants. But right now, there's no recommendation to get a booster yet, and hopefully the current vaccines that we have will at least prevent death and hospitalization, because that's truly the goal. If it doesn't prevent any infection, any illness, that's reasonable. But what we want is preventing death and hospitalization. And so far, it looks like the current vaccines are at least doing that. But if that changes, there's a booster ready to be administered.
Dr. Ken Cronos, Doug Steffen here. Don't forget about our DGV Health podcast that feature Ken every week. A couple of the most recent ones have, as usual, a lot of COVID information, the vaccine, that sort of thing. The questions that I ask about immune systems, they seem to be, I don't think they're repetitive, but we have a lot of concerns about that sort of thing. And the question comes up on this particular conversation, whether you get by with one dose of the COVID vaccine. Find out what Ken says about that on that DGV Health Show podcast. And there's another one that gets us to focus on, again, the different vaccines and why they are good or not. And then what happens after you have a vaccination. You know, we repeat some of this stuff every week because it needs to be underscored, because people have a lot of questions and they may not hear us each week go through all of the information. So you can get it, all of it recapped every week, DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. EbonsBakehouse.com. I need to order some bread, though. I ran out of the bread, and so I went to the store and I bought a supposed gluten-free bread. A, it tastes like paper, and B, it really isn't gluten-free. I still got, you know, because sometimes they do these breads, but they do them in a facility where gluten, where wheat or other things, grains have been used. So you get the exposure and you still get it. That doesn't happen when you order products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. E-B-A-N-S. Fabulous products. If you have any problem with celiac or you just have gut problems, and that's really what we're going to be talking about here in a moment, the fact is that gluten creates, because the preservative aspect of it, it creates upset in your tract with a lot of people. Millions of people have this. So they're the ones that start at Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, and order. But then they pass the stuff around like I did with Jack and Mary when I visited them. And they, wow, these cookies, man, chocolate chip, yum. The cranberry walnut coconut oatmeal, yum. Peanut butter, yum. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeal. The girls tease me on the DGV program because it's not really chocolate. But at any rate, it's great, and it's all done by Ebon's in a way that you will suffer no more. That's the bottom line. And when you order at Ebon's Bakehouse, look at the catalog of things. You can use the DGV code, about 15% off. I think that's the discount, big discount. And it's all guaranteed. You'll love it or you get your money back. So why not try this? For you, somebody in your family who has gluten intolerance, and then when you taste how good they are, everybody's going to want them. Just have to keep them refrigerated, that's all, because they have no preservatives. The cookies are yum. The breads are fab. Get them at Ebon's Bakehouse. Tell them Doug sent you. EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and only available if the provider determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardora, Florida. Catch him at 352-735-1400 for a most valuable telemedical exchange. He's doing a lot of stuff on, what are you doing? Are you doing half and half? You're doing in-person office visits. Would you say half of your time was on the telemedicine connections, or how does it break down?
I'd say about 20 to 25%. We detail, you know, it's in cardiology, unlike, let's say, psychiatry or dermatology, and it's a little hard to do an electrocardiogram over the phone. I mean, there are some things we can do by phone, but we're probably doing about a quarter, 20 to 25% by phone. It's a nice item option for some things, fortunately, as the number of cases is dramatically diminishing, I think people are hopefully beginning to feel more comfortable about going in face-to-face. And obviously, we're taking all the precautions to make sure that it's a safe experience. But I think having the telehealth option is a great option. I hope it just remains, because for some things it is very, very helpful and convenient and time-saving for everybody, and works very well.
To sort of underscore what you were saying about what's going on in terms of visits, a lot of the big hospitals, I looked at a number around the country in some of the major cities, 3, 4, 5 hospitals closing down because they weren't able to do other procedures during COVID, so they didn't have enough money to keep the doors open. How much of a danger
absolutely
is that?
Absolutely. Yeah. The number of preventive procedures, elective procedures, dramatically down in the last year, and it is having an issue. You would think right now the people who work in healthcare would have job security, but some people who work in healthcare actually have been losing their jobs as they work in areas of healthcare that is elective, and the procedures are not more of the life-threatening variety. But I think that's going to come back as we open up a lot of other things, and people are going to need to catch up. And I urge people to keep up with their preventive care, mammograms, all things like that, cancer and heart disease is among other issues are going to be unfortunately affected and increased because of COVID-19. Not only is depression, suicide, drug abuse going to be worse because of the treatment that we've recommended to prevent COVID-19, but heart disease and cancer, because the preventive care that has been advised is not occurring as it should. And hopefully people will start getting back to their preventive care.
All right, let's go back to that discussion I had about sleep. There's a one of the journals that you follow has an overview of how little sleep if you don't get enough sleep, it looks like to me anyway. You translate it for us. But is that the story, that if you don't get enough rest, you raise the risk of you getting dementia?
Absolutely. And there is some increasing dementia lately. Part of it is being felt to people just not getting enough sleep through all this COVID anxiety and stress. And definitely getting under 6 hours of sleep. You know, we all need 7 to 8, but it seems especially when you start getting under 6, you're dramatically increasing your risk of getting dementia, or making dementia worse if you have dementia.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to vaccinations. The president says every adult will be vaccinated by the end of May. Is that optimistic? I heard some people say end of April. What do you think the numbers are?
Well, you have to interpret what President Biden said.
Dr. Biden, is there a doctor in the house?
Dr. Biden, PhD, Dr. Biden. Is his wife. But,
yep.
But President Biden said this week that every adult can be vaccinated, that there would be availability of vaccine by the end of May for any American adult who would want the vaccine. And then the question is, you jump to the next step when you said what you said before, that they will be vaccinated. Then you have to hope that enough of us will be willing to be vaccinated so that we can get to herd immunity. Because when we get vaccinated ourselves, we're not only helping ourselves, we're helping the people we love, our friends, our family, because we're waiting to get to this magical 70-80% have been vaccinated or exposed so that we have enough antibodies so that the vaccine can find no home, so that the virus finds no home.
Exactly. You don't want to be a carrier. That's very good information, I think. I mean, this is not going to stop. We continue to have lots of questions. As a matter of fact, coming up in a few moments, hopefully we have some questions here that aren't necessarily just about COVID, but we do have questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This program originally aired in March of this year. There may be some dated references.
BGMA Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. What does it mean, somebody who's a parent, looking at some numbers here, this particular school district administered 4,000 COVID tests with a positivity rate of 0.17. So that's less than 0.1%. Is that good? How do we know what these numbers are? What do they represent? And do these tests actually work, Ken?
That's extremely...
Whether you do it at school or in the workplace or out in the public.
Well, that's an extremely low positivity. Remember, the test for COVID, you're either looking for antigen, which means you're currently infected with the virus and you have active disease, or there are antibody tests, which can tell you you've had the disease in the past. You're measuring your body's response to the antigen, to the virus. And what you mentioned is an extremely low infection rate, which that school is in excellent shape in terms of how many kids are actually carrying or infected with the virus.
All right. So the questions continue, speaking about school, about teachers and child care workers. They are in most places apparently eligible for a vaccine now or will be soon so that the nation's schools can get back to work. What's it like in Florida? You live in Florida. Your clinic is in Mount Dora, Florida. So what are they doing to protect the students or their teachers?
Well, we're making some really great progress in Florida. Our governor just made available to the physicians a day or two ago this form that we can download. And we've done a great job of getting the people 65 and older. They're vaccines, but the governor now made available a form to the physicians that we can easily download that allows us to in seconds fill out this form. It's very easy, just essentially the name of the patient, our license number, and sign it that this patient has significant increased risk of getting severe COVID-19, and they should get the availability of the vaccine now. So that form is now available, and it's up to the judgment of the physician. Wow, the governor trusting the doctors, what a concept. And it's just wonderful, and allowing the patients who are at risk to get in line next. Also, the governor announced that teachers, firefighters, police, first line workers, who are, all should be eligible right now to get the vaccine, all of us who are on the front lines. And I think we're doing a great job down here in Florida of getting people vaccinated, and it seems to be going as well as possible. And obviously, you're never going to make 100% of people happy, but it seems like we're doing a job as well as possible compared to other places. And I would hope that, you know, we just get people out vaccinated as soon as possible. I was so encouraged to hear President Biden say that there would be enough stock available by the end of May for any American who wants a vaccine. That is fantastic news. And I would hope that everybody will consider, if you have any concerns, talk to your doctor about the vaccine. The vaccines have gone through more rigorous safety analysis than
all three of them.
Yes, the more rigorous safety analysis than other viral vaccines, and the only reason they were able to come so quickly to availability was the red tape that is there to get started was cut, and also the manufacturing of these vaccines began before they were approved, which is unique to any development of any new vaccine or even a therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you believe, we've got a few seconds left here, it's a good question, about people being exposed at work. If, let's say, a workplace has had people in it that have COVID, should the public be told that there were employees that had COVID?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how we will stop the spread. And people, if there's any doubt, need to stay home and get tested. This is an incredibly contagious virus, and we need to stop the spread. And hushing it up is only going to make things worse.
Yeah, you would think this seems kind of crazy. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. You can hear him every week at this time. DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.